What did it look like? Looked like a light bulb. What'd you call him,
sir? I don't know.
Did you know, you think you ever seen that egg?
I seen him, but I always leave an egg in.
Looked like a china. Looked like a little thing, shine. Looked like a china thing. Call them nest eggs, people go. Little thing, but I don't know. It looked like an egg. But some people call them, china. So look kind of like a light bulb. It's long, but it ain't big as a light bulb.
Kind of food
to him. Yeah. So it's nest egg, they call it.
If you were carrying water from one place to another, you'd carry it in a
jug, or some people carry them in a jug, some people carry them in a bucket, some carry them, nowadays we have a cooler. Now you carry water different places. Well, like you go out now, you go put ice in there, you carry, you call it a cooler. But
I
was in there, staying there all day.
I see. Oh, a bucket. Is a bucket, can it be either metal or wood?
It's going to be tin.
Tin? What's a pail then?
Well, it used to be, you used to get a pail, it used to be made out of wood, called a cedar pail.
A cedar pail.
Cedar pail used to be made out of wood.
Now, is a pail shaped different from a bucket?
Little and different.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. I didn't quite get that.
Some of them a little wide at the bottom here at the top, and some of them put a well nearby straight up.
Now this is a what? This
bucket.
Is a bucket. All right.
Pail. A pail is narrow at the bottom, wide at the top. That's called a pail.
Oh, I see. But they could be, a bucket could be metal. Could a bucket never be wood, too, like a pail?
I never see the wooden bucket, but I always see the tin bucket. But you see the wooden pail.
I see. Right,
wooden pail. I think my wife got a wooden pail now. You got a cedar pail. Wooden pail, she got one right there.
You used to put your garbage in a...
Well, we got garbage can, garbage bag, and got different things like that. Now they have garbage bags to put your garbage in.
Oh, yeah. What do you do with garbage out here, out away from the city?
Take it. Some people take it out and throw it in some gullies or ditches someplace. And most people, according to what they got in there, they burn it. Take it out and burn it somewhere.
I see.
Put it in a bowl or something and burn it.
If Mrs. McGee were going to fry some chicken, she'd put it on the stove, and to get started, she'd put some grease in the...
Skillet?
Now, the skillet iron...
Well, it's a skillet iron.
I mean, is it made of iron?
Made of iron. And a frying pan made of tin or aluminum or some kind of other.
That's what I was going to ask you. You're even anticipating what I'm going to ask you. Are they shaped pretty much the same?
Yeah, they're not the same.
All right. See, do you remember something they used to use that was kind of like that they cooked in a fireplace with?
Yeah. People call them. It was skillet, it's called a skillet lid back then, way back, I know what you're talking about. Way back in those days, well, a big long skillet had legs on it, legs on the skillet, and they had a thing to put over top of that skillet called a lid. It's made out of iron.
Mm-hmm.
And they set the lid on top of the fire, let it get good and hot, and put it over top of the skillet, and put on top of that lid all the coal. Big fire coal on top of that and set it down there. Then you cook some good bread out of there too, and it come up there to be as brown as it can be, and bottom and top.
Is that right?
That's right.
Did they mostly cook bread in, or did they cook anything else in it?
Cook anything. People cook cakes in that skillet and that leg, and cook potatoes in there, and all that kind of stuff. Cooking that skillet and leg.
How could you get a cake to rise?
She make one of the prettiest cakes that you ever seen. Come meet her, cooked in a skillet and leg.
Is that right?
That's right. Brown as.
Your mother did, I imagine.
My mother and her mother too. Her mother knows about it.